minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Hello, hello, hello for the week of April 1st, 2008. This is PDGA Radio News. I'm Steve Kaczynski. This week we've got coverage of the Bowling Green Amateur Championships, a preview of the Bowling Green National Tour event coming up in 2 weeks, along with your PDGA news, a 60-second clinic on aiming your putts, and there's a whole lot more on this week's edition of PDGA Radio News. It's being brought to you by the International Disc Golf Center, Discraft, the PDGA, and Innova.
Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf.
Well, there was a lot of great disc golf tournament action this past weekend all over the world. We'll begin taking a look at some of the results with what is annually the largest disc golf tournament in the world, the Bowling Green Amateur Championships. There were over 700 players competing in the various divisions, and after four intense rounds, the final nine as well. It took him into the darkness Sunday night, but Joshua Thompson, a 936 rated player from Lexington, Kentucky, earned the title by five throws over Mark Estenfelder, who's rated 979. Check the results page on PDGA.com for the full results from all divisions. 700 players competing in the Bowling Green Am Championships. In other action, the pros had an A-tier in California. It was the St. Patrick's Classic. Ray Johnson earned the victory by two over Josh Anthon. Another A-tier for the pros across the country in North Carolina, the Dogwood Crosstown Classic. Mike Hoffman beat out Brian Schweberger over the final round, a win by two. Barry Schultz was one more shot back in third place. The Oregon Pro Invitational saw Corey Coates winning. Matt Stewart won in Oklahoma. Matt Dollar got another win this past weekend in Georgia. Nathan Kron won the Patapsco Punisher in Maryland, and it was Scott Bertard winning in Wisconsin at the Ohauser Spring Opener. Again, for the full results of these and most other PDGA tournaments, check out the PDGA calendar on PDGA.com. Click the results link for the appropriate tournament, and there you go. This is PDGA Radio News, your 60-second clinic. Just a short little Anheuser away.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
This week, we're again joined by David Feldberg for the 60-Second Clinic. He'll attempt to tell you how to correctly aim your putts, helping you make more of them and helping your name climb to the top of the leaderboard.
So, hello, you're here with Dave Feldberg again, and we're going to talk about how do you aim your putt. And I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there. People say, I'm going to aim at a chain link, or I'm going to aim at the pole, or I'm going to paint the pole. I think that is all great if you're very capable of looking 40 feet away and picking something the size of a pin, but most people aren't. So what I like to do is pick a general area and height that I would like it to fly in, and then pick the speed in which to do that. Then the trick is, as you become a better player, you realize that everybody, or the majority of people, are left eye or right eye dominant. And here is the trick, everyone. What you do is you close one eye and you look at something. Well, you actually take the item, you put it in front of you with both eyes, you see it, you close one eye, you see where it moves to. If it doesn't move, then close your other eye and look at it. It'll move. Whichever eye moves means your left eye or right eye dominant. Now, when you're putting, the trick is I am left eye dominant. So the trick is when I'm putting, it seems like I'm throwing it to the pole, dead center, but really I'm aiming to the left of the pole. And I actually aim about, for me, about 2 inches at 20 feet up to about 2 feet at 60 feet. And the idea is that you're bringing a different cross and your eye's telling you you're throwing it at the left side, but really because your left eye dominant, you're actually throwing it at the pole. And the farther away it gets, the more drastic it is. And the reason I know this works, besides just myself, is in my classes and in Japan when I was teaching kids, I can stand there and watch them and they'll miss left or miss right as they try it their way. And then I can put my finger in the basket and say, hit my finger right here. I could be 7 inches off the center and they'll try to hit my finger and they'll let go of it and it goes right in the center. Because they don't realize that when your eyes are dominant, then it changes your perspective of where you're releasing it. And this is very common in bowling and any other sport where you aim something with your hand.
That's David Feldberg with this week's 60 Second Clinic. Your PDGA Radio News is coming up next after this message from our sponsors.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Welcome back with your PDGA Radio News. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Now, disc golf is a relatively safe sport, but many of us have experienced an injury or two from playing, whether it's a major broken bone or a sprained ankle, sore shoulders or elbows, someone else's errant drive from another hole hitting you, or maybe just a blister. Now a disc golfer from St. Louis is running a study to formally document and report just how frequently and which types of injuries occur to disc golfers. That study is being conducted by Doug Maxiner, a doctor of chiropractics in St. Louis. He began the study with this past weekend's Bowling Green Am Championships, and the study is scheduled to run for 21 weeks this summer, ending with the Am and Pro World Championships in Kalamazoo this August. You don't have to participate for the entire 21 weeks if you want to take part. Even healthy players who don't get injured are encouraged to participate, so you know you got to help the statistics go the other way. More information and the tracking forms can be found online. It's sportsdc.net/DGstudy, or just follow the link under this week's program on the PDGA Radio homepage. It is election time again for us PDGA members, or at least time to start thinking about it, as nominations are now being accepted for the 3 at-large board of director positions on the ballot and 1/2 of the state and provincial coordinators. PDGA members with an email address on file should be receiving an email from the Campus Vote website in early June. That will give you the link and all the other information you'll need. Any member without an email address or internet access who would like to vote needs to contact the PDGA office and ask for a form to be mailed to them. Please do that by no later than July 10th. And if you're interested in running for the board of directors or a coordinator position in your home state or province, submit your candidacy statement, which is a 2-3 paragraph platform statement, and a synopsis of your professional and disc golf resume by email to the PDGA Executive Director. That's Brian Graham. His email, bgraham@pdga.com. Do that by May 15th. The winners will serve their 2-year terms beginning September 1st of this year. Brief description of the responsibilities can be found by following the link on the PDGA.com homepage. Also, a reminder that nominations are always welcome for the MicroTel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award. A new winner will be chosen every 2 weeks, and nominations also being accepted for the 2007 Rookie of the Year Award, so keep those nominations coming in. More information again on PDGA.com and on the discussion board under PDGA Announcements. And finally, a reminder that the online registration for the Pro and Am Worlds Tournament is now open for those who received their official invitation. Go to PDGASignup.com to register. Invited players have until the end of May to register before it opens up to any and all PDGA members. The World's Tournaments are in Kalamazoo, Michigan this year, scheduled for August 11th through the 16th. You may also notice the new PDGA sign-up logo and links on the PDGA calendar page. You should see a small little black and blue pen and ink kind of logo. It's next to the listings for the tournaments that are using the new PDGA sign-up service for their online registrations. So now you can save yourself some searching and clicking. Just hit that link, sign up, and you're ready to go.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
PDGA Radio being joined now by Scott McFarland. He's the tournament director of the Bowling Green National Tour event coming up here in 2 weeks, mid-April. It's peak horse racing season down there in Kentucky, but they're going to try to sneak in and do some disc golfing. Scott, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your tournament down there coming up here in 2 weeks.
Well, it's going to be on April 12th through the 13th, and this year we're opening up a new course called Fillmore Park, sponsored by Nats, called Nats Disc Golf Course. And, well, we've got several things going on that week. We started off on Thursday night with a pro celebrity tournament at Kiriakis, and what that pretty much involves is a lot of our local political figures. And we pair them up for a nine-hole doubles format with a lot of touring pros, and it's a lot of fun. Just kind of adds more exposure to Bowling Green and kind of gets you out more in the limelight there. And we get the mayor, and we've had several people, mostly from the parks. A lot of the parks guys, that's some of our main support. So we try and get them out, and we just have some aldermen and a few other people. Yeah, and on Friday night, of course, at registration at our new course, Fillmore Park, and that's from 6 to 9. I talked to Jay Redding today, and we're working on getting the National Tour Clinic. It also, that'll be at Fillmore from 5:30 to 7:30. And that's going to have, what that involves, according to Jay, is we're going to bring in like, A. Philberg and Avery Jenkins and Desiree and Jeff Bennett and, basically put on a little, show and try and teach some of the, amateurs and people just starting out a few basics and how to get them going.
Keep talking about Fillmore Park. It's the newest course, just opened up this spring, I believe, and it was in action this past weekend at the Bowling Green Amateur Championships. How was it played? What kind of scores are you expecting? There's some long holes out there, so.
Yeah, there's some long holes, all right. I played it, and I played it in the wind. I want to play it again, let's say that. But we've got like a 911-foot hole, 800 almost 760, I believe, and some tight ones in the woods. It ought to be some interesting scoring. The AM seemed to shoot hot rounds there, was in the upper 50s. But, man, it was windy, so we'll see what the pros can do.
Which other courses are the pros playing?
Well, Hobson, which is my personal favorite. That's a really tight wooded course. A lot of finesse and accuracy involved there. Kiriakis, which is our first course, and it's probably the prettiest course, with rolling hills and a lot of pines, evergreens. And then we got White Park, which is pretty long, a lot of OB. And if it's windy, that'll be very, very, very interesting.
Still spots open? Can players still register?
Yeah. Yeah, we usually don't fill in the pre-registration. Most players come in on Friday night, but over the past years, we've a steady increase. I looked online today, and we usually get from back in 2002 to up to today, we're usually between 150 and 160 players.
Now, do a lot of the top amateur finishers, do they play the pro, or do they mainly stick just amateur?
No, we have a lot of them that do. A lot of them that play in it. A couple of local guys I know play. And I think they come out themselves in the amateur tournament and then see how they do again in the pro tournament. So it's always a good turnout from a lot of local people.
All right, again, we're talking with Scott McFarland, the tournament director of the Bowling Green National Tour event coming up April 12th through the 13th or 14th. Just 2 weekends from now. So mark that on your calendar. Go to pdga.com. You can click right there on the PDGA sign-up link. Sign up, and you can play in the Bowling Green NT event. Sounds like a good time. Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today and giving us the lowdown on your tournament.
All right. Thank you very much.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
23 total tournaments listed on the PDGA calendar for this upcoming weekend, including internationally in Denmark, New Zealand, and two in the Netherlands. Across the United States, you can choose from the Atlanta Open or Texas State Championships, both A-tiers or B-tiers in Philadelphia, Columbus, Ohio, and Emporia, Kansas. Also C-tiers all over the place, including the Bull City Shootout, Minnesota Spring Open, Fond du Lac Open, Surprise of the Fools, and the Treasure Valley Cup in Eagle, Idaho. Do want to take a quick moment to thank all the people for the emails I've been receiving over the past couple weeks about the show. All over the world they're coming in from, so if you've got a show idea, interview topic, or just want to send a comment about the show, the email address is pdgaradio@pdga.com. That's all I've got time for on this week's edition. I'll be back again next week with your tournament results, interviews, news, and more. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for the PDGA Radio News. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.